This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, Deion Sanders just updated his post, his latest post, because I was thinking maybe he'd say something about the Shador situation, where that guy said that he had inside information that Shador was people were told not to draft him.
Yeah, blackballed.
Yep, exactly. So I keep like waiting to see if he comments on it because there was inside information that the NFL did that to Shador. But he just posted 19 minutes ago, but it's him endorsing Depends. He said, I depend on Depends, hashtag ad.
We knew that was coming.
You love your children, and you love to support them if you see that they're being wrong. But when you got to go, you got to go.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you got to have the Depends.
It was just weird timing because I'm checking on it to see if he's talking about Shador, but he just went live with a Depend ad. That's the first one I've seen of that. So, I mean, he made the joke that he was going to endorse him. I didn't know he was really going to do it, but I guess he is. He really is doing it. He has them all laid out on the bench, the different sizes, like a nice little ad.
They're even working on like different models.
Oh, what do you mean?
Different models of Depends, like better versions to cut down on the stigma of wearing Depends.
Oh, better products. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Wonder if they have the CU logo on them.
Oh, maybe.
They probably do.
Put that buffalo up there. Yeah. Bison, whatever he is.
Yeah. Maybe
Ralphie.
So. I like it. Yeah, maybe they'll decorate him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so yeah, that's that. Right now, I guess Lyle Mendez, his parole hearing is getting ready to go down. Yesterday, Eric Menendez was denied. And so Lyle is today, so he'll probably be denied as well.
If I'm Lyle, I walk in there and I say, man, that Eric's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
He's not like me. I keep everything, on the up and up. I've been a good guy in prison. I go throw my brother under the bus to try to get out of there.
Yeah, I would too.
I would.
It was his idea.
Yeah. It was his idea. It was his shotgun.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah,
so there.
He did it.
Anyway, there's a new thing sweeping the nation, Schmidel, and I know that we had talked to you a couple of days ago about finding you a date.
Yeah.
It's called Shrekking.
Shrekking?
Yeah.
Is that where you go like out in the swamp?
No, it's where somebody that is like, let's say, more attractive than you, better than you, whatever.
Yeah.
They date you, so then you treat them like a princess.
Oh, okay.
You put them on like a pedestal.
So I'm Shrek and they're the princess.
Correct.
Yeah, all right.
It's inspired by Shrek. It's when you date someone you're not really attracted to. That seems mean. Hoping that they'll treat you better because you lowered your standards.
Spadil, did anybody hit on you at the bag drop this morning? Because I saw a text saying you're a hottie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they didn't mention it.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
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 I wonder why they are not in person.
Yeah. I don't know,
that
Shrek.
That would have been
nice. You tell us, Shrek.
Yeah.
I like that. Producer Shrek.
It's because it says, here's the thing, though. Physical attraction shouldn't be the sole measure of how you'll be treated. But I guess these women now are doing this. They find, like, guys that are beneath them.
Yeah.
So they put them on a pedestal and buy them stuff. You know,
The last time we talked about this, so there was like the mom that texted in that she had the 26-year-old daughter that was single.
Yeah.
I texted the mom and I gave her my phone number and I was like, hey, if you want to, you can give it to your daughter. And then she texted me for like 2 hours and then just crickets.
Ghosted you?
Yeah.
Did you say something creepy?
No, we were talking about how I work at the lab because she mentioned that she smokes. So I was like, this is what I do down at the lab. And then I was like, so what else are you into? Nothing.
Wow. Oh, well, that's kind of, like, that's weird. What else are you into? Like, that sounds like...
Well, I wanted to know what else she's into besides, like, weed,
yeah, but
you know?
That sounded like, that sounded to me like...
I was going for hobbies, not yeah. not EE. Yeah.
But you already have that reputation, so I took it as EE.
Yeah. I'll keep that in mind next time.
Yeah.
Just, well, lesson learned there.
Yeah. Did you guys take it as EE or no?
No, I stopped at the weed conversation. I didn't even get to the EE. I just find it bizarre that you're having lab talk with a mom.
No, not with the mom, with the
it
daughter.
Was a daughter.
Daughter.
Okay, well, either one doesn't matter. The lab talk and how much you're into weed, each one of you, and all that. Yeah, that's good.
Well, the bad part is we just have disclosed to the mom that her daughter smokes a lot of weed.
No, her mom told me.
Oh,
yeah,
she did?
She was like, that's a reason why you guys should be talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, good.
Really? So her mom thinks the reason you guys should be talking and going out together is because you both have a weed obsession?
She did mention that, yeah. Uh-huh.
I swear my life is so weird.
No, it's not. It's other people's lives.
Yeah, well, that's
are a little weird.
Yeah, it's what I hear is like.
Yeah,
I'm the same way.
What?
All right. Anyway, you know how I was talking about the vibration plates?
Yeah.
And that a lot of people texted, and one girl said, "Warning, Jamie. Once you buy it, go really slow on it because she got so dizzy."
Like, well, it said nausea.
That's what she said happened to her. So just stay on it for a little bit at a time until you get used to it.
Yeah. Work your way up.
Yeah. I was reading you some of the side effects there.
Yep.
It's a dangerous machine.
It is really scary.
Yeah.
Also, just a reminder, don't forget Highway 285. They have a speed saturation patrol today. Jeffco announced it because I guess they're being nice and they don't want to give tickets. But they said Highway 285 has a speed saturation patrol today. I'm just saying that because I'm going to be on that road today. So.
285.
Self-reminder.
It is a self-reminder. If I say it out loud, I'll remember it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What else was there? Lil Nas X. We kind of talked about it a lot, but it's so bizarre. He looks like he's just having a good time singing. He's wearing his underwear, you know, tighty-whities. And I have to say, he has a great body.
He has no fat on his body. If you're going to accuse somebody of being overdosed, a nut job, needs to be in a mental institute, the video's got to match that.
Exactly.
This video does not match it.
I mean, I will say it was 4 a.m. and he's in the middle of the road.
Well.
I mean, there is a problem. He's dancing in the middle of the road at 4 a.m.
But at 4 a.m., think of the Sunset Strip. You used to live
he's
out there.
He's on Ventura Boulevard.
Well, wherever he's at, I'm just saying, you used to live out there. This is not all that wacky, really.
Well, I mean... It's kind of...
4 a.m., you're out in your underwear, cowboy boots, come on.
Did I tell you one time when I was going to work at 4 a.m., there was a guy in a like a medical gown, and he was pushing his bed in the middle of the road.
Really?
Yes! He had gotten out of Marina Del Rey Hospital. It's a little hospital. And he was pushing his bed, and he was in that gown.
How did he get out of the door?
I called the police. I was like, you're not going to believe this, but there's a guy on Admiral
Dwayne.
That's
worse than Lil Nas. That's worse.
But how did he get his bed out of
the
hospital?
No one noticed it.
And he pushed it.
Maybe he took it apart and then put it back together in the street.
I think nobody was noticing at 4 a.m. I think it's 4 a.m. and everybody's
asleep. They're all slaving.
Did he have the IV pole?
No, he didn't. He was just pushing that bed.
That would be cool.
Just a bed and just him in his gown. Huh. And I have to tell you, I was like, am I... You wonder if you're having a stroke. Yeah. You know, you're like, am I hallucinating? Am I like dehydrated? Like, am I okay?
Yeah. Because once you got to the radio station that morning and told your coworkers,
nobody believed you.
They're all looking at you like, okay, Jamie, you got to knock
what
it off.
What drugs
man.
Have you been on?
Exactly. You've got to knock it off.
Yeah. Are you on shrooms?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else? That's it. Tabloid trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, what if I've done? The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You realize it's 9 o'clock hour. We get hungry as hell.
We do.
That's when we start looking at food recipes. You're over there talking about corn.
Well, it was, they rated the 5 best ways to cook corn on the cob, right? And the butter bath came in number 1.
Ooh. Butter bath.
Butter bath. So you just take some water, you boil it, right? And then you add a whole stick of butter. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A cup of milk and salt. And then you put your corn in there and you let it simmer.
Yeah.
And that's it's the best way to get the sweetness
there
out of it.
There you go. The recipe of the day. Right there for the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I found the restaurant yesterday. Never been to it before. The only reason I went to it is because it was convenient. It was next door to karate yesterday from a seven-year-old. It's called Yampa.
Yampa
Sandwich Shops.
Yampa?
Never heard of it before, okay? Yampa. Y-A-M-P-A.
Isn't that on 16th Street Mall?
No.
Are you thinking Champa?
Champa.
Champa.
You're thinking, Wampa.
It's a sandwich shop. I think they have 7 locations throughout town. And unbelievably good.
Really?
It was great.
Check it out.
Got me a Reuben.
Oh, nice.
Love
nice.
Those Reubens.
Yeah, Reuben, yeah.
Speaking of restaurants, $200 million. That's how much the Cracker Barrel lost yesterday in the market.
I cannot believe that. It tanked.
I didn't even know Cracker Barrel's worth $200
million. I mean,
that's a lot of biscuit and gravy, folks.
Oh, my God.
$200. This CEO. Now, I'm not going into the whole what she's doing, the politics, and what people are claiming, the wokeness and everything, and the lesbians. I'm not going into any of that. I'm just saying that this woman went on TV with that Michael Strahan guy on morning TV yesterday morning and made this huge announcement. And man, did their stock plummet.
I know.
That was the worst decision. I'm surprised she's still got a job this morning.
Well, and I don't even know how it became woke because the chairs are still out there. Everything's the same pretty much. They just changed some things on the menu and they changed the sign. How did it become woke?
I'm with you, Jamie. I'm baffled. listen.
Was it just their statement because they want to like not be discriminatory? Like it,
they want to be more inclusive?
Yeah, she just made a mission statement. I didn't feel like it was like woke. I don't know.
I'm assuming the chicken fried steak with gravy's the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hasn't really changed, has it?
I don't think.
All right, do me a favor. If you get a chance, folks, stop into a Cracker Barrel this weekend. Come on, let's help this poor lady out.
I agree.
Okay, you know me. I mean, I don't want to take any of this on a political side. I don't want Cracker Barrel to go away. Now, I wish she hadn't gotten rid of the old man sitting next to the barrel in a rocking chair and all that on the logo.
But apparently it's both Republican and Democrats that are mad at her.
They are?
Yeah, it's
everybody.
Both sides.
Everyone.
Yeah, I guess even Newsom or whatever his name is, the Democrat guy from
California. Why is he mad?
He doesn't like the change.
Oh, great. Please, go to a Cracker Barrel. Come on, support the cause.
It's so weird.
It's a good old country store.
I mean, literally, I think all she did was change the sign and add and refresh the menu. Like all the pictures are all the same.
No. They redid all the inside.
No, she said all the old pictures are all going to be up there.
Well, they've added other pictures then. Because if you look at the video, they've changed a lot. They took like fiddles off the wall.
Because she said it's all going to be the same old decor on the walls. That's what she said. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it looks completely different to me when I looked at the video.
Exactly.
But still, I was under the impression that stuff had changed and the food's still the same.
She was.
That's what I thought.
She was refreshing it, I guess, right?
What is she doing to it?
I don't know.
She better not take away the biscuit and gravy.
Right? She's probably adding that weird meat that's pretend.
Beyond meat.
Beyond meat.
You get a Beyond Meat option now.
Well, if she did, then she deserves $200 million loss.
They say that the new logo looks like a cheap Velveeta cheese from Walmart.
It does. I would agree with that.
It's only a logo.
I know, but okay. I did like the little guy on there with his little
I did
barrel.
Too.
You can't have Cracker Barrel without the barrel.
Yeah, and you've got all these memes going around. The old guy sitting there next to the barrel's Joe Biden.
Oh, that's sad.
You've got all kinds of stuff there. You got a guy sitting there on a toilet as one of the logos.
No!
The memes are great. They really are. God. All right, do me a favor. Go to a Cracker Barrel this weekend. Let's help this poor lady out.
Right? Okay?
$200 million loss just because she did an interview.
So sad.
That's terrible.
I know.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, on a Friday, Jamie, we like to mention things that are going on for the weekend simply because if you're looking for something to do, maybe this one, you know, floats your boat and you want to go to it, right?
Right. Guess what? Yeah, right, right.
Colorado State Fair.
Oh, it's kicking off. Nice.
Today is the day down in Pueblo.
Yep, Pueblo. Yep.
Make your way down there for the State Fair. Kicks off today, runs through the 2nd, I think it is.
I'm a big fan of the state fairs.
Not been. I've not been to the state fair here.
Well, I haven't been to this one either.
Oh. Yeah. I've been to the ones from states I'm from, being Tennessee, but I've never been to the Colorado State Fair. I think they need to move it. Bring it a little closer. You know, that's the only thing. Look, Pueblo. Look, I got
We're
nothing.
We're tired after we eat all that candy and stuff.
I got nothing against Pueblo, okay? But I've driven through there a few times. It doesn't look all that inviting. It really doesn't. I think you need to just slide it up to like Colorado Springs.
Right.
Maybe we got a chance then. Okay.
Yeah. How far is Pueblo? How many hours?
What, 2 hours?
Two hours plus, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's couple
playing?
Of hours.
Schmidl
got the list?
I'm seeing today it's going to be Cooper Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Love him.
And then tomorrow it'll be Lee Bryce, and Sunday will be Clay Walker.
Oh. Clay Walker.
You can also see Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian.
The comedian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Okay.
No kidding. A funny guy, huh?
Yeah.
Down at the state fair.
Okay.
I wonder how that works at a state fair, a comedian. I guess it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I saw Gallagher at a state fair once.
Did you really? Well, it makes sense. They have watermelons.
Yeah, right?
Right?
It was ridiculous.
All right, state fair underway down in Pueblo. Colorado State Fair starts today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, for some reason, if you just tuned into the show or over the past 45 minutes or so, remember the entire show is on the Odyssey app.
Correct.
You can go get the app, listen to anything that you missed on the program today. I'll throw a couple of pointers out there for you just so you can go search for them if you want. One being a unbelievable backdrop this morning.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
It was just thousands upon thousands. Well, a few hundred, tens of people showed up this morning for the big backdrop in Parker.
Yeah.
Great job, Carson, Spadil, that wacky, no, it's Tricky Vicky. Tricky Vicky, everybody did a great job this morning.
And it's the last one, so that is a shame.
It is the last one for this week. It is.
And wild.
It'll be back. Yeah. Trust me. Okay. Just trust me on that. Also, the conspiracies we talked about, they're all going to be on the podcast today. From Shador to Hogan to Cracker Barrel, whatever. They're all up there for you to listen to.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And that was you like wrapping it up or something?
No, I'm just throwing out there, Jamie. I'm just throwing out there. People missed some stuff.
They did.
You don't want to miss it.
No, you don't want to miss it.
Powerball drawing this weekend.
700? Woo! Is it 700 and something?
700.
Just 700.
Just 700? Okay.
You know, that always makes me suspicious. Hey, Spadil, don't send this one over to him, okay?
Okay.
That always makes me a
when it's a
suspicious.
Rounded number?
When it's a straight up flat number like 700 million, you're telling me that a couple of million can't be missing here and there. Yeah. I doubt if it's 698 million and they rounded it up. It's probably closer to 702.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Because what the cash value is 316.
Yeah.
It's all crazy.
It's all fishy.
It's all weird.
All right, don't send that one.
I won't. Yeah. I won't.
All right,
but you have 35 hours, 23 minutes, and 11 seconds to buy your tickets.
All right, we'll start right there. Do an edit job and pick it back up where Jamie just said that, then I'll come on the backside here.
All right.
Get your tickets. You could win. You could be a millionaire come Monday.
Wow. All right. And by the way, BJ was just off the air telling us his big plans. He literally plans to sit on his ass all weekend.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm going to watch football this weekend.
It's a big weekend.
Because the Broncos play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah. Okay? So that kicks off the day.
And you told me it's going to be stormy, so you have a reason.
Exactly.
You can't be outside.
Right.
You can't hunker down.
Yeah.
I fear lightning.
Because what is it when you hear thunder, you get indoors? When thunder roars, get indoors.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's not mine. It's Dave Frazier's.
Oh.
When thunder roars, get indoors.
Get indoors. So you have to be inside because Dave told you to be.
Darn right.
Yeah.
Broncos tomorrow. College football starts this weekend.
Yeah.
All day.
All day, Saturday, Sunday. Wow. I'm already tired.
I get to go look at a wedding venue.
What do you mean?
My friend Taya is getting married. So
that'll be fun.
So we're going over to figure it all out, plan it all out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at it.
Now, do you get to sample like maybe some cakes?
No, we're practicing her makeup. I don't know. It's the girl thing.
Oh.
We're not doing the cake thing. I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I remember taste test everything.
I remember that. That was so good. Yeah, you get to try different cakes, whoever's catering it. Yeah, we're not doing that. I don't know what's going on with the food.
A makeup trial.
Yeah. I don't know.
A wedding sounds depressing.
It's not depressing.
Wedding's depressing. One big party.
It's a depressing event.
No, come on.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, it's kind of cool. They have a lot in common with you.
What do you mean?
Because they're like 15 years apart, but she's older. You know, you married somebody
so
way
it's just
young.
Opposite.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I started to say, Lisa's not older. No. Oh, you mean the opposite?
No, the opposite. Yeah. Opposite. Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's marrying somebody 15 years younger than her.
You guys should double
date.
You
go, Taya.
Yeah. Man.
Right?
Yeah.
She's pulling.
I love it.
When is the wedding?
It's in October.
And you guys are going to Nashville for the party, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For the bachelorette party.
We're planning all that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's part of tomorrow?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Man, what an exciting weekend for all of us, huh?
Really? Yeah.
Man,
it's crazy.
Crazy bunch around here, right? All right, check out the podcast, man. You got all that stuff up there. Just go to the Odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Somebody said it's their birthday and all they want is one of the bags.
Oh. Do we have any more? I mean, like one, two.
I think there's like one.
We might
That's
be able to scrounge one. I don't know.
We just kept one?
I don't even have any.
Well, we could steal it from one of our salespeople. They don't need it.
One?
I literally don't even have one. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I don't either. I gave mine away.
I did too.
I gave him Tony.
Yeah, that's right. And then he gave him away.
And he gave one. Feel free to give them away.
Yeah.
Whomever. It doesn't matter. All right, we got to go. Yeah. It's going to be cloudy with rain, which is good.
And some thunderstorms.
And I like it simply because we have beaten the heat, man. It looks like the heat is over with for now anyway, right?
Yep.
So it's going to be a nice weekend. You guys enjoy. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Just have a good time. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.